1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Greg Show. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. With Greg. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. And Greg, it is the Greg Show.
Two guys. Two mics. One name. Live from a desk deep inside the Yay Network studios, it's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm County McCounterson Greggles.
Hey, good job, County McCounterson.
I counted.
So, it's the Friday edition of the Greg and Greg Show.
And we're both apparently not men today.
Yeah.
Because I said something that you're questioning me on. And then you said something that I'm questioning you on.
Here's what I'm questioning Greggles on. We have a party to go to tonight for the Kelly Raspberry's birthday extravaganza. One over at a hotel bar, and then the second part of it is over at Big Al's McKinney Avenue Tavern, where Rob Bass is going to be there to get down.
Riking the microphone. He's not internationally known.
So throughout the morning, you hear the interns talking to Jenna and Claudia, and they're like, hey, what are you going to wear? What are you going to wear? So I guess they're all like trying to figure out their outfits for the night. And then you come over and you tell me that tonight you have to go home, take a nap.
Yeah.
And then you have to jet out and go buy a new shirt for the party tonight.
Yeah. I'm a modern man. And a modern man wants to look good.
I don't think that, why can't you just wear a shirt that you already have?
Because I don't have any shirt that I want to wear because they're all dirty, A. And two, I need shirts anyway.
But you're going to go out and buy a shirt specifically for tonight.
That I will wear again often.
What's going to, is the shirt going to be fancy?
I don't know. I haven't found a shirt yet.
So if you buy a fancy shirt, when are you going to wear it again?
To other fancy events.
You don't ever go to fancy events.
Are you kidding?
Well, name the last fancy event that you went to.
The Fancy Awards.
Yeah, see, okay. You can't just take the word and then add awards to the end of
it. I did what you do all the time.
So you're going to go buy a shirt to wear tonight.
Yeah, and then I'll wear it again if I ever have something come up.
Man card revoked.
No way.
Why don't you just wash a shirt that you already have and wear it?
I don't have a washer and dryer in my apartment, and I'm not taking it over to the laundromat.
You know what I'm going to wear to the party tonight?
A picnic shirt.
I'm going to wear this exact outfit that I'm wearing right now.
You know why?
Because I live 100 miles away.
Well, A, you live 100 miles away. B, you're already married, so it doesn't matter what you look like. And C, look at you. Just look at you.
Look at me.
Just look at you.
I'm dapper.
Dapper.
Yeah.
Your hair is still awful. Your beard is all over the place.
No, the beard's not that bad. I cleaned it up the other day. Your beard's all over the place.
You're Grizzly Adams, except you don't know how to work tools.
That's a lie.
That is not a lie. Not a lie.
I built that palatial mansion with my own hands.
Yeah, with your own hands giving money to somebody else to build it.
Hey, see? Still did it. All right, and so I'm being called into question. My manhood is because, well,
manhood and utter laziness.
I don't know if it's utter laziness because here's how this day played out.
Okay.
Or this is how the whole thing played out. Let me start from the beginning. We bought these cabinets that we put into the garage that took up space for where the riding lawnmower would go. And we turned this area into like a little paint den so that we could paint these cabinets. Hung plastic up so that we didn't get paint all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And then we got one of those kick-ass power spray painters. So you load it up with paint.
You are so rich. Just going out and buying power sprayers.
It was like $50 or something. So anyway,
$100.
Fill it up with paint and you turn it on. And it's like the most powerful and empowering thing ever. Because it's like...
It's essentially like power washing. Yeah. Power washing can be fun.
Yeah. So it took probably 5 minutes to paint these big, huge cabinets that we had. Top to bottom, front and back, up and down. So we let those dry. But it's a latex paint. And it was a smooth...
Ooh, latex.
Yeah. It's a smooth wood surface. So if it's not polyurethane, it's going to peel right off. So Erica, my wife, did a couple coats of paint. She let them dry. She got them all nice and neat looking. And then it was time to put the polyurethane on.
So, guess what this idiot does?
So I go out with the polyurethane and the paintbrush, and I do both of the cabinets. There's two of them. Do both of them with the paintbrush. Takes about 30, 45 minutes to get the poly all over, first coat. And then I went out, and then I mowed the palatial yard.
with your stupid push mower.
Which took me like 3 hours to do that. And then I came back in. I was like, well, it says that it needs another coat. So I took the power sprayer, filled it up with the polyurethane.
Uh-huh. And did you adjust the settings on it at all?
I didn't put it. Yeah, there's a setting. There's a setting for paint, mm-hmm. and then a setting for stain. So you can move it anywhere in between the two. So I put it right in the middle.
I think you should put it on stain there, big guy.
Eh, probably. But there was no instructions to specify where I should have put it.
Smart money would have been on putting it on stain.
Yeah, so I put it right in between paint and stain. And I fired that sucker up. And, I mean, it's spraying poly up and down. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I got this. So it takes me about 5 minutes to spray both cabinets, poly them up and down. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, that might have been a little too much poly because you could kind of see it running. So I was like, So I ran and I grabbed the paintbrush that I used earlier. So I kind of start spreading it out here and there. And then I noticed that it starts to kind of pool up in these little crevices. So I'm like, So I get a little napkin and I'm kind of wiping it out. But then it just keeps showing up. It's not going away. I'm like, okay. So I keep painting with the paintbrush and moving it around and just kind of slathering it all over the place.
So instead of repainting it, which now you have already, now you're doing again. And yeah. The time that you took to ruin this cabinet, you could have just painted it again.
Yeah. The thing is, like, the main cabinets are fine. It was the doors that got really jacked up because they're, you know, there's door frame. I don't know. It's hard to explain. But anyway, long story short is, in some of the crevices of the doors, there was, like, really, really thick globs of polyurethane that pooled up there, and it dried that way. So my wife took the doors and
threw them in the garbage.
No, she sanded them all down and took all the paint and everything off.
So now you have to redo the whole thing.
Yeah. So I failed on that one miserably.
You should just have to do it. She shouldn't have to do anything.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, she's not going to let me do it. Because I screwed it up the first time.
You're going to screw it up again. You're gonna be like, just change the setting on the thing.
No.
Woo!
She's not going to let me do it. She's going to handle it. I'll handle kid duty, and she can go out there and handle
all the kid duty.
Yeah. Got to send a woman out to do a man's job.
Yeah, because you don't know how to do it.
Look, I've never done it before. Uh-huh. I've never done that before.
Yeah, so you figure, let me ruin it first. Mm-hmm. So I say man card revoked for that one.
Yeah, but in the meantime, between the two polyurethane coats, I did mow an acre of land by hand with a push mower. So give me that.
No.
Why not?
Because you... That's just dumb because you should just have a riding mower at this point if you have an acre of lawn.
But the cabinets were in the garage where the riding mower would go.
You should just have one and put a cover on it.
Mm, that's too much work.
You just put a cover on it.
That's too much work to put a cover on a riding lawnmower.
Put a tarp on it.
Nah.
That's too much work. Uh-huh. But pushing a lawnmower with no motor around is not too much work.
It was perfectly fine.
Hey, guess what could have been 20 minutes of work instead of 3 hours?
Mowing the yard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good guess.
Hey, but I got a good workout out of it. Can't you tell?
Yeah.
Look how much jacked. I look like a physical specimen.
That's one way to put it.
See those?
My body is a temple. A very large temple.
My body is a wonderland of smarts and push mowing.
There's a lot of real ass tea in that stomach.
Totally, buddy. Well, there you go.
Tell us about something you screwed up royally, and also tell us about losing your man card.
That's another edition of the Greg and Greg Show. Boo out.
This has been the Greg and Greg Show. Listen to the next one whenever we decide to post it.